Okay, our topic tonight is one that relates to many of the sugyas that here in Maseches Tumura and beyond, as we'll touch on various other discussions in different places in Shas, and that is the sugya of Kachi Bedek Abayis and Kachi Mizbeach. Even just on today's daf, the Gemara spoke about it, where the Gemara says that there are different lashonos that one could use in order to create Tumura. On the Tumura on Daf Chavav Mabez, the Mishnah said, Harizu Tachazu, Tumurazu, Khalifazu. If somebody uses any of those lashonos of Tachas, Tumura, and Khalifas, that creates Tumura. But Mechuleles, Chilul, that does not create Tumura, because that is a lashon of deconsecration, which is just the opposite of consecration. But then the Mishnah says, but if the Hekdesh was a Balmum, so then Yotzei L'Chulin, it goes out to Chulin, and that's a regular case of Chilul. Why does it go out to Chulin? Because once an animal is a Balmum, then its Kedusha is no longer Kedushas Aguf, which is something that is Chukrav Al-Gabi HaMizbeach, but it switches to Kedushas Damim or Kedushas Bedek Kabayas. We will use those interchangeably as synonyms. So the Gemara goes through the differences, different cases related to Kachi Bedek Abayis and Kachi Mizbeach. So let's talk about it. It's come up various times in the past, but let's try to formulate some of the sources that we've mentioned at other times and talk about it tonight. By the way, I just wanted to mention that all of these shiurim in the Daf Be'iyun shiur here on the OU website are L'Zeicher Nishmas Reb Yaakov Tzvi Kubietzki. All of shiurim, it was sponsored L'Ilui Nishmaso, who he himself was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim and other greats of the previous dor, and all of the Kachim shiurim are L'Zeicher Nishmaso, again, Reb Yaakov Tzvi Kubietzki. We thank them, the Kubietzki family, for the sponsorship. Okay. Let's start with a Gemara and a Tosfos in Maseches Baba Kama, where this is actually one of the main places where this comes up. The Gemara Baba Kama, if you have it in source one in your packets, the Gemara tells us at the beginning of Maseches, in the beginning of Perek Meruba, on Daf Samach Beis Mabeis, who is Chayiv and Kefel, and who is not Chayiv and Kefel, and who is Chayiv and Dalad Vehei, and not Chayiv and Dalad Vehei, in terms of Ashar and Aseh. But the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Minani Mili, right by the two dots. Minani Mili, Tetan Rabbanan. Al Kol Dvar Pesha, Klal, Al Shara Chamar, Al Sev, Al Sama Prat, Al Kol Aveda Chazu Uklal. This is the Pasuk by Kefel, klal of prat of klal, iyatadon elakeina prat. When you have a klal of prat of klal, you have a general statement, and then a particular, and then a general. Everything, therefore, in the rule has to be similar to the prat. So what is similar to the prat? And these are cases of kefel. What do you chayev kefel? So the Gemara says, ma prat mufurash davar hamitaltel v'gufo mamon. Just like the specific is something that is movable, and it is inherently considered money, something of value, not just something that symbolizes value. Av kol davar hamitaltel v'gufo mamon. So too, you're only chayev kefel if one steals something that is movable, and it inherently is mamon. So what does that exclude? Yatsu karko, she'ena metaltelin. It excludes karka, which are not metaltelin. They're not movable. Yatsu avadim, shehukshu l'karkos. It excludes avadim, which you might have said are movable, but it is hukash l'karkos, which is a separate topic. When do we say avadim hukash l'karkos, and when not? Yatsu staros, a star that somebody that says that Reuven owes me $100, so that also is excluded. If I steal a star, so then I don't have to pay double. Why? Sha'afa bisha metaltalin ein gufan mamon. Even though it is movable, but it is not inherently money, it just symbolizes. It's worth something to me because of what's written in it, but not because it inherently has the status of mamon. And finally, the last line, which is what we're going to focus on, yatsa hekdish re'ehu ksiv. The Pasuk says that it's only if one steals from Re'ehu, so your friend, and Hekdesh is not your friend. Hekdesh is a different category in halacha, a different legal category, and therefore if somebody steals from Hekdesh, they have to pay back the principal, but they don't have to pay back the kefal. So this is a Gemara, wonderful. Tosfos asks a simple question. Tosfos is on this line of the Gemara, but it's printed on the next Amud, on the top of Sama Gimel Amud Aleph. That's where it's printed. Tosfos asks that if you look later on at Daf Ayin Vav, the same halacha is quoted, Kefel being excluded from Hekdesh, but a different pasuk is quoted. And Tosfos' question is, why do you need two psukim to teach me the same halacha? Ask Tosfos, Temelari, Umay Itzrach Rei Eulim Ute Hekdesh Mi Kefel. Different pasuk is quoted. Only if you steal from Beis HaIsh, and Hekdesh is not Beis HaIsh. So our pasuk has Re'ehu, And here, over there, it has the pasuk Abi Beis HaIsh. And Tosfos' answer is that, no, it's not really learning it from the word Ish. Really, it's one source. Tosfos goes out of its way to try to figure out that it's not really one source. V'yei Shlomar, Tahasam Nami, Lo Me Ish Kadarich. Is that really darshaning from the word Ish? Degabi Hektish Nami Shayach Lashon Ish. Because even Hektish could be called Ish. V'lo Mishum Dechsev Hashem Ish Melchama. Interesting. Don't think that Hektish is called Ish because God is called Ish. Hashem Ish Melchama in Az Yashir, Ela Mishum, the Bechal Davar Shu, Lashon Zachar, Shayach Lashon Ish V'Isha, Ish V'Isha, Lashon Akeva, Kod Isha Lachosha Bakrasim. You can always use Ish, even if it's not a person, like it talks about by the Mishkan, this week's Parsha, V'Yaka Bakude, Isha El Achosa Bakrasim. Talks about a woman and her sister by the hooks. Ela Hazamachi Birushim, Ibeis Ish, De Shayach Beirei Ehu, Kiddechsiv, Alobi Beis Hektish. Ish means Re'ehu. Tosa puts it all together. Really, though, it is one source. Right? Nothing fundamentally different. Answer number one. There are other answers to Tosfos' question, and one of these answers is going to open up the world for us regarding these two categories of Hektish. The Rishash. Let's look at the Rishash right here. On Daf Sama Kimmel. The Rishash quotes Tosfos' question and says, I have a suggestion. Maybe I would have thought with only one pasuk that you don't pay hektish, the kefel, but maybe you'd pay kefel to the bailim, to the owner, the one who was makdish this animal, or whatever the hektish that I stole was. Who says I wouldn't pay bailim? So that's why you need the second pasuk. Says the Rishash, right here, l'chora hachanami, d'mere'ehu nirali, t'lo mishalim lehektish, v'umi ugunav, v'matin t'lo mishalim labailim. V'chain mashma sham, and he says, v'chain mashma li mi lashon harambam. Reish perak beiz milchas geneva. I get that impression from the Rambam, says the Rishash. What does the Rambam say? Let's read it. Next page. The Rambam says the beginning of the second parak of Hilchas Geneva. Hagonev es hagoy, osha ganav nichse hektish. Somebody steals nichse hektish. Eino mishalim ela hakaren bilvat. Shenemar yishalim shnaim l're'ehu. You pay the karen because it says by kefil you pay double to your re'ehu. L're'ehu v'lola hektish. L're'ehu v'lola goy. That's the first halacha. If somebody steals nichse hektish. And then the Rambam continues, v'chein ha-gonev kadshim mi beis ba'alehem. If you stole from the beis ha-mikdash, that's the first halacha. What happens if you steal a karbon from the backyard of somebody who was makdashim, mi beis ba'alehem? Bein kadshe kadshim, bein kadshim kalam. Doesn't matter which karbon. Bein kadshim she'ein ba'alehem chayevim b'char yusan. Bein kachim, shabailam chayim bachriyusan. Doesn't make a difference whether it's in what we call a nether or a nedava. Whether the bailam or chayim bachrayis, harei zeh, pater men hakefel u batashlumi dalad vehei. Shneemar v'gurami beis ha'ish, v'lomi beis hektish. The Rambam quotes both psukim, but to tell me two different halachas. The first line is, if you steal something from hektish, you don't pay kefel to hektish. The second one, if you steal something from beis ba'alayim, you don't pay kefel. Says the Rishash, maybe the Rambam is alluding to a second address where you might have given the money. You not only don't pay Hektish if you steal from Hektish, but you don't pay the Bailim who have a connection to it. Second idea. The Lechem Mishnah here has another Psha. Maybe you need the two Psukim for Neder and Nedava. What the Rambam says applies by both. A third idea. If you look at the Evan Azel, and then we'll get to the final one. Again, so far we had Tosfos' answer. It's really one source, the Rishash, that it's Hektish. Not only do you not pay Hektish, but you don't pay the Bailim. Number three was the Lechem Mishnah right here, which we didn't read inside, that spoke about maybe Tupsukim, Kachim, Shechai Bachrayas, and Enochai Bachrayas. Another answer, a fourth answer, is given by Ravissa Zalman in the Evan Ha'azel right here, who suggests, and this is a major Perek Meruba discussion, and that is, maybe you have an answer based on Tosfos in the beginning of Meruba. Right here, on the same line of the Gemara that we read, that Shtaros are also excluded from Kefel, because it's not Gufa Mamon. Tosfos asks, there on Daf Samach Beis, what do you need a pasuk to exclude Shtaros? V'yim Tomar, says Tosfos. Lama, the Rebbe Nazal quotes it, here on page 6. Lama li kra l'mayin mi kefel. What do you need a pasuk to say that if I steal a star, I don't have to pay kefel? Fa'afilu avdu bi'adayim lo mishalim keren. Lo mandalo doin dina degarmi. Even if I destroy this paper, I don't even pay the principal, the keren, if you don't hold of garmi. A topic that we discussed a few months ago. If you don't hold of garmi, and even if you hold of garmi, this is Shitas Tosfos, garmi is only drabanan. So on a daraisa level, even if I destroy the shtar, I don't have to pay the principal, let alone the kefel. So what do you need a pasuk to tell me that if I steal a shtar, I don't have to pay the kefel? Even if you destroy it, you wouldn't pay the principal. Answers Tosvos. There's a difference whether it's destroyed or whether it's ba'en. The Yesh Lomar, Tosva says, Kivan de'i isa l'shtar ba'en chayiv lahachzir. If the shtar would be here, you would have to return it on a daraisa level. Salke daitach de'kishe machzir m'shalim ha'kefel imo. Since, you're right, if you destroy the shtar that is destroyed, and you didn't destroy gufo mamon, and therefore you're going to be pater, unless you hold of garmi, which itself is only drabanan according to Tosfos. But if the shtar is here, you have to return it. So I might have thought there is an affinity. There is a connection between the principal and the kefel. And even if you might not pay the principal in certain cases, when you do pay the principal, you'd pay the kefel too. Kamash b'lan not. That's Tosfos, and that's why that's the chiddush of the pasuk excluding shtar. But now says the Evan Azal, maybe this type of svara could apply here as well in our case. What do you need to psukim for excluding hektash from kefel? Ulefiz asi shaper, says Rabbi Zalman. Delemere ehu lo havi adinon. Elo deinu mishalim lehektash kefel. Biganam nechse hektash. I would have thought only if it's not here. That's when. But if it would be here, maybe then I would have thought that you would pay the kefel. Kamash malan, you don't. So just like Tosfos says it by shtar, maybe you would have said that by hektish as well. Kamash malan, we don't say that. Okay, so we have Tosfos, we have the Rishash, we have the Lecha Mishnah, we have the Evan Azel. And then finally, we're going to have the last answer, which is going to be Reb Chaim. But even before we get to Reb Chaim, let's ask a couple of other questions before we get into Reb Chaim's Yesod. Shloshim Yom Lefnei Chag, so let us be Mekayim, the Takana Drabanan, of talking about Pesach within 30 days before Pesach. Let's skip for a moment to a couple of pages down from here. Gemara Im Psachim Adaf Hei. Page 11, if you have it in the packet. Page 11. The Gemara Im Psachim Adaf Hei Mebeis says that there is only an Isra Bala Yerub Ayimatze on my Chametz. But if it's someone else's chametz, so they're not going to violate. That's what the Gemara says. Shalacha yata ro'eh, aval ata ro'eh shalacherim v'shel gavoa. There's no bal yerub ayimatzeh if I have hektish's chametz in my rishus. Wonderful. You read the Gemara. Everything is noteworthy, but there's nothing that catches our eye. But then we look at Rashi. Lafishin emre v'lo yirah l'cha. Demita kasav l'cha. Since it says l'cha, mashma mina, shalacha yata ro'eh, aval ata ro'eh, bigvulin shalachirim. But you're allowed to watch others and you don't violate kagon nachri, like a non-Jew's chametz, or v'shel gavoa im higdisham lebeta kabayis. Rashi says, what does it mean in the Gemara that you don't violate by Rabbi Yamatze by Hektish? That's only if something has Beda Kabayis Kedusha. If I gave it for temple upkeep. If I gave it that the value of this should be used by the Beis HaMikdash, but it should be sold and the value is going to go there. Mashma from Rashi that by Kedushas HaGuf, let's say I have Chametz of Hektish, that is Kedushas HaGuf, I don't know, let's say 10 loaves, 10 of the 40 loaves of the Karban Todah are Hektish, are Chametz. So instead of those 40, let's say some of those I have, so I would violate if it has Kedushas HaGuf. So why should that be? Hektish is Hektish. It's not mine. So why should I think that Hektish is I'm going to violate? One question. Another question. The Tosfos Yishanim in Maseches Krisus is quoted on page 12. Tosfos Yishanim in Maseches Krisus discusses the Isser of Me'ila. It's coming up in a couple of Masechtas in the Daf after Maseches Krisus. In the Krisus, it discusses this from Me'ila benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. Is there a minimum shear for benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash for you to violate Me'ila? Says the Tosfos Yishanim, it depends. By Bedek HaBayis, the shear is of Shavah Pruta. By Kachem Mizbeach, the shear is a Mashahu. Without giving a reason, you'd give him a base. Tosfos Yishanim in Krisus. So why is that? Why there should be any difference? Hektish is Hektish. So to explain the Tosfos Yishanim, to explain Rashi and Psachim, yes, it's, the Tosfos Yishanim decreases, you give them all base. To say Rashi and Psachim, and to explain our original question, why do you need two Psukim to exclude Hektish, Kefa from Hektish, says Reb Chaim, this is quoted in the Grach al Hashas. I'm sorry, one more question before. One more question before we answer. And that is, the Gemara is going back now to page 7 and 8. The Gemara in Baba Kama Ayin Vav and Baba Kama Ayin Tes. Mufur Stira. Stira in Gemaras between three blot from each other. Whether being makdish something is called a mechira for halachas of Dalet Vehei. What's the halacha? We know that if I sell a set, shor o set, then I'm chayef 4 and 5, not only kefel. 4 and 5. What happens if I'm makdish it? Does that count as a sale or not? Two different Gemaras, three blot from each other, mefurish contradiction. First on the Ayin Vav, the Gemara says, Udekashalacha, right in the middle. Mali machru lehedyo, mali machru leshamayim. If you ask, what's the difference between selling something to a fellow Jew or selling something to, giving something to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a big difference. Machru lehedyo, if I give it to someone else, meikara tura de Ruvain, vahasha tura de Shimon. It used to be Ruvain's ox, my ox, and now it's Shimon's ox. Machru leshamayim, but when you give it to Hektish, meikara tura de Ruvain, vahashta tura de Ruvain. It didn't change financial status. It was Reuven's ox, and it's even Reuven's ox after it was Hokdash. One Gemara. Hekdash is not called a Mechira, Legabe Dalet Vehei. If you look just three blot later on Daf Ayin Tes, it's exactly the opposite is said. The Gemara there says that when you give something to the Beis HaMikdash, it does change. It does change. That's the last few lines before the Mishnah. Gana vehikdish, mali machro lehedyo, mali machro leshamayim. What's the difference? There's no difference. Just like machro lehedyo is going to change status, so too, by machro leshamayim. So it's before stira, tosas in both places. Ayin vav, ayin tes, ayas. How does the Gemara say that? It says two things out of the same mouth. Says two different things. Opposite. Says Tosis more explicitly, explains it more on the Ayin Vav, and then on the Ayin Tes, he refers to what he says on the Ayin Vav. Says Tosis, two different Hektish. Two different states of Hektish. Kache Bedek Habayis and Kache Mizbeach. When it comes to Kache Mizbeach, so that's the Gemara on the Ayin Vav. It doesn't change. Ironically, the stronger, more intense Kedusha of Kache Mizbeach, it can never be Nifde. So that doesn't change. That's Meikar Tura Deruvain Vahashra Tura Deruvain. When it comes to Kachi Bedek Abayis, that's the Gemara Daf Ayin Tes and it changes. That's Adkan Divrei Tosfos. Now, stepping onto the scene, Reb Chaim. What's the Svara of Tosfos? Why does Tosfos say that by Kachi Mizbeach, nothing changes? By Kachi Bedek Abayis, the financial legal status changes. Says Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashatz, Os Reish Mem Tes. The next page. Let me say it out. We'll say it outside first, then we'll see some of his words inside. There's a big difference between Kachi Mizbech and Kachi Bedek Habayis. Ultimately, it ends up in the world of Hektish, but in very different ways, how it gets there. By Kachi Mizbeach, I have an animal. I have the ability to infuse it with Kedusha. I have the ability to create the Chalos Shem Hektish on my animal. And it remains my animal. It's just that. Now it has Kedusha. But it's still mine. I'm Makdash it. Once I'm Makdash it, Memela, it's Shel Hektish. But it flows from the Hakdasha. Masha'enke Kache Bedek Habayis. What do I do? I change it dine mamonis. I make this mamon shel hektish. Once it's mamon shel hektish, then memela, it's niskadesh. But it's not that I'm makdash it. It happens automatically once I make it mamon shel hektish. Says Reb Chaim, that's the difference by mechira or not. By kachet bedek habayis is considered a mechira because it's meikar tura deruvin v'hashat tura deshimon. Because I changed it financially, legally, and memela was niskadesh. That's called a mechira. Mashenke, Kachi Bedek Habayis, that's not called a Mechira. Kachi Bedek Habayis is, I infuse it, I imbue Kedusha in it, but it's still mine. It's still connected to me. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, that would not be called a Mechira. Says Reb Chaim, Nevenir Alpi Divrei Agrach, Sheiz Beshi Yishchilek Ben Kachi Bedek Habayis to Kachi Mizbeach. Tipe Kachi Bedek Habayis, Naase Al HaChifetz Hotsa'a Meirishus Bailim L'Rishus Acher. By Bedek Habayis, it's gone into a new Rishus. Deha Amirasa L'Gavoa Kimisi Rasa L'Hedyot. V'havi kemechira mamish, shehu makne es achifetz lehektish, am makne et hektish, kemo gabi mechira, v'hamamanis shel hektish nasei de aknosos, a kenyan. It's a regular kinyan, and Rasa Lekavokim, it's Rasa Lehektish. V'kibachu mamun hektish, yesh alze din kedusha shel hektish. And therefore, it has the status. To keep a team shayachim lehektish, yesh presenting kedusha. It becomes didi mamanis hektish, and mameil, then it becomes this kadesh hektish. Masha enkin hektish bed the kachem mizbeach, but by kachem mizbeach, to behold the makdish ein baze hakna'a. By kachem mizbeach, I'm not makna it to hektish. Rak de osa chalos kedusha al hachefet. I am makdish it directly. I create a chalos kedusha. Vakedusha go remes iser hanashalo. And it becomes hektish through my action. Ukdishaso oselso mamagava. Once it has the kedusha, then memela, it might become dini mamanishal hektish, but at root, it's still connected to me. Says Reb Chaim, that's why you need two different psukim. Answering Tosfos' original question, why do you need two psukim of Guna Meves HaIsh, Volo Meves Hektish, or Re'ehu Ksiv, excluding Hektish, because, says Reb Chaim, it's two different focuses from the psukim. One pasuk is focused on the act, V'guna Meves HaIsh, Volo Meves Haganav, Volo Meves Hektish, right? And the other one is Yishalem L'Re'eyu, focusing on what? The Petur Tashlumen. L'Re'eyu sounds like you did. We'll start for the other one. V'guna Meves HaIsh, Volo Meves Hektish sounds like if you steal it from Hektish, it's a lack in the Maisa Geneva. That's Machayev Kefel. Mashenkin, Yishalem Shnayim L'Re'eyu, L'Re'eyu Volo Hektish, it's a full Maisa Geneva. But there's still a Petur Tashlumen because it's not Re'eyu. Says Reb Chaim, that's these two cases. Kadshe Bedek Habayis and Kadshe Mizbeach. When it comes to Kadshe Bedek Habayis, so that belongs to Hektish. It is Shel Hektish. It's a perfect Maisa Geneva. Kadshe Bedek Habayis. So that's why you need the Pasuk of Yishalem Shlam Re'eyu of all the Hektish because it's still a Petur Tashlumen. The other one, Kadshe Mizbeach, it's Kedushas Hektish in my Rishus. So it's a lack of stealing it from the Bailim with its shell Bailim and it's in the Rishus of the Bailim. Kachem Mizbeach doesn't have that because it belongs to Hektish, but it's in my Rishus. And it's still in my Rishus. So there's a lack in the Maisa Geneva. That's why you need a separate Pasuk. That's what Reb Chaim says. We're not going to read it inside, but that's what he says here in the Grach HaLashas. But if this is all true, not only do we have an answer to why you need two Psukim to exclude Kefa from Hektish, and we have an answer of why the Stira for the Gemara in Baba Kama, but we also have the Stira, the answer to the other questions. Rashi Imsachim, what does he say? I don't violate by Rabbi Yamatzi by Kachi Beda Kabayis. Because that, Dinam Amadis, is not mine. Mashay Kachim is Beach, I would violate. Because it's still mine. It's still mine, and it's enough mine to be violated by Rabbi Yamatze. And also Tosas Yishanim. The Rav explains now, based on Reb Chaim, on page 12, where the Rav explained in Rishim HaShi'ur in Baba Kama, there are Maruba, they're quoting Reb Chaim, when it comes, there are two types of Me'ilah. Me'ilah of Kachim is Beach, and Me'ilah of Kachim is Bedek HaBayis and Mizbeach. When it comes to Kachim Bedek HaBayis, that Me'ilah is categorized as Geneva Mehektish. So what's here in the world of Geneva? Because it belongs to Hektish financially, Dini Mominus. So that's why Prut is always the Shear. Mashenki Kachim is Beach. No, that's mine. The Israel Me'ilah is Bizayan Hektish, Zilzal Hektish. I'm using something. So that's even a Mashu. You don't need a Shear of Pruta. This isn't a Mominus issue. Even a Mashu would be a problem. That is Reb Chaim. If you look in Reb Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aris and Simen Nun Beis, he has this exact shot of Reb Chaim, but he has it in a classic formulation. Look what he says in Os Ches. To Pekdushas Domim, HaKedusha hi mikoach HaKinyin. UPekdushas HaGuf hi lehefech. To HaKinyin legavoa hi mikoach HaKedusha. Does the Kedusha cause the Kinyin, or does the Kinyin cause the Kedusha? By Kachim is Beach, the Kedusha causes the Kinyin. By Kacha Bedek HaBayis, the Kinyin causes the Kedusha. Just one final area. Again, there's a lot more here, but we'll just do one more, and then we'll end off with one Rambam. One final example where this could apply as well. There is a Gemara Mesechas Gittin on Daf Mem Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, quoting Rava, Amar Rava, page 13, Amar Rava, Hektish Chametz V'Shichrur, Mafkiyin Midei Shibud. Rava says these three items, Hekdesh is the one that's important for us now, is mafkia midei shibud. What does that mean? If I owe somebody something, there's a shibud, somebody else has a shibud on something, some money of mine, and I am makdish it. Hakdasha breaks the shibud. Usually, if I owe something, if somebody has a shibud on my property, then I sell it to somebody so he could take it from the kuchos. That's why it's called nechasim mishubadim. But there are three things that are mafkia the shibud. One is hektish, if I'm makdish it, chametz, if it becomes chametz on Pesach, and shichur, if I'm mishachur my eved. That also destroys the previous shibud that somebody had on my eved. Rashi, in the middle of nowhere, Memo Beis, Rashi says, you know what hektish we're talking about? Only kedushas haguf. Only Kedushas Mizbeach is Mafkia Midei Shibud. Kedushas Damim, Kachibetek Abayis, is not Mafkia Midei Shibud. He does not explain why. He just makes the Chiluk. Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damim. Why is there, what's the difference? Why is there a difference here? Why would Rashi limit this to Kedushas Haguf and not Kedushas Damim? So Tosas here says, maybe really both of them, trying to explain for Rashi, maybe really both of them are Chal, but when it comes to Bedek HaBayis, because it's redeemable, so there's an automatic redemption right after I'm makdish it. That's why it doesn't work. So really, it does work for Rashi. There's nothing fundamentally different between Bedek HaBayis and Mizbeach, according to Rashi, says Tosfos. But it's just that because it's automatically redeemable, so it, because it's redeemable, it's automatically redeemable. Okay, doesn't sound like way from Rashi. From Rashi, it sounds like if you look Rashi elsewhere, he says it beferish, Rashi in Pesachim Dachram, it says explicitly, it's not chal. It's not chal at all. Kache Bedek HaBayis does not work. It's not mafkia midei shibud. And the question is why? So the Achronim say, based on Reb Chaim, the Ksos says this a little bit, obviously before Reb Chaim, but in the footnotes of the Ksos, in the Milu Echoshen, he discusses this connecting to the idea of Reb Chaim. I don't know if he quotes Reb Chaim, but the Chilek. He quotes other Achronim that say this, but Reb Chaim has the formulations that I have discussed, and that is, what's a shibud? It's a monetary, it's a previous and prior monetary obligation. So maybe what Rashi is saying is that when it comes to Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, that's not going to be Mafkia the Shibud, because that starts off as a monetary transaction. I have no right to give it to Hektish. I have no right to do a Kenyan with this because there's a prior Shibud to it. So it's not Mafkia anything. There's a prior obligation. Kache Bizbeach, what does that do? I'm not arguing with the prior obligation. This is, what I'm doing now is not so sere the obligation. I am imbuing it with Kedusha. It's still mine, but I'm putting Kedusha on it. I'm being makdish it. So if that's the case, so then it's not a problem. It's mafkia midei shibud. The shibud is still there, but I'm mafkia it because now it has a chalotz Kedusha on it. So that Rashi again can be explained by Reb Chaim. One final Rambam, which is basically Mefurish. It's based on a Gemara, which we had back in Maseches Arachin. But the Rambam says Beferish in Hilchas Arachin, Perek Vav, Halacha Ches. Let's say somebody has an animal that's already Kadosh, and they want to make it more Kadosh. It's Bedek HaBayis, and I want to make it Kedushas HaGuf. It's Kedushas HaGuf, I want to make it Bedek HaBayis. Can I do that? That's called Hektish Ilui. Could you be Makdish at Ilui? Says the Rambam, only in one direction and not the other. I could take Mizbeach and make it into Bedek HaBayis, but I cannot take Bedek HaBayis and make it into Mizbeach. Even though you might say Mizbeach is a more intense Kedusha. Isn't that like adding? That's like Isser, like to give a mushel, like an Isser Mosif, it's adding on. So shouldn't you say the opposite? You should say you can make Bedek HaBayis into Mizbeach, but not the opposite? Says the Rambam, no. Mizbeach can be made into Bedek HaBayis, but not vice versa. Why? She'ein adamaktish davar she'eino shelo. Because a person cannot be maktish something that's not his. Meaning, when something is Mizbeach, I can make it into Bedek HaBayis because Mizbeach is mine. It's still mine. It's just Kedusha. So I can make it into Bedek HaBayis. Masha'enkin, if it's Bedek HaBayis, I cannot make it into Mizbeach because that's not mine. Ironically, it's a different type of Kedusha, but it is not mine. But all of this relates to the two different categories, the two days in, again, to summarize, this Reb Chaim helps us with why you need two psukim for Hektish, to exclude Keva from Hektish, number one. Number two, it explains the whether it's called a mechira for dalav vehei. Number three explains the Rashi in Pesachim. Number four explains the Tosfos Yeshanim in Krisus. Number five explains the Rashi in Maseches Gittin. Number six, it explains the Rambam's Lashon of Ein Adam Makdish Davar She'eino Shelo. And again, this is a topic that comes up throughout Shas, as we just spent a lot of time on Baba Kama, but it comes up as well here in Maseches Temura, as we know. Temura can only be created by Kedush from an animal that has Kedushas Aguf, not from Kedushas Mizbeach. So even there, you already see the difference between the two, many different halachas, but this is Reb Chaim, and this is where we will stop tonight.